I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. Cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house, send me the info. Driving through the gated residential. Find out I was coming, send your friends home. Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends know.
Ladies and gentlemen,
y'all were talking.
We got KO as usual, because fuck him specifically.
I'll burn this house down, bro.
We got James. We have a super special guest, my favorite person in the world, my wife, Amanda Holloman.
Hey!
She's making her podcast debut, and she's partaking in some herbal medicine right now, so we're going to give her about 10 seconds to get that done. How you feel?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Okay. Yeah, I bet you do right now, huh?
Pretty good.
Blow that out again.
I'm trying to breathe.
So we got a few things on the docket today. Kyle wanted to start with music, so let's start with that. Let's start with Kyle, and let's start with music, because I'm sure he can rant for a few minutes. Rub your hands harder. They can't hear it.
Jeannie might appear.
These
what
nuts.
Do y'all feel about...
About what?
The way the industry is with music now versus what how it was back then.
Is it
fabricated? Is it just fucking bullshit after another?
At this point...
People had more heart back in the day.
At this point, it's all electronic, man.
Nobody cares anymore.
Like, if I can't sing, but I have the superstar vibe, well, you can just electronically make me sing and I'll be good.
Absolutely. I agree.
So.
It's just an assembly line. That's what
for
I feel
sure.
Like. It's an assembly
line.
I hear
There's
that. There's no love anymore for it.
So you got, here, let's start the assembly line. You got this guy who made your electronic beat. And then you got this guy who made your voice sound better than what it really fucking was.
It's easy.
And then you got this guy who fucking edits your music and cuts it up, cleans it up, and
even if you suck,
you got a number one hit.
You probably don't even write your own lyrics. That's been happening forever.
Did I hear about what?
Ghostwriters forever.
Jelly, I think it was Travis Tritt, kind of dissing Jelly Roll.
I haven't heard.
Well,
about
what?
Just saying that he wasn't like a true country artist, maybe. Really don't. I don't know. I very vaguely have time, so I kind
of
skim through everything. But I feel like that's kind
of.
I'm not sure who triggered who. Kind of, you know, picked up who. But he was definitely somebody who was picking up Jelly Roll because they said that he didn't deserve.
Is he mad that Jelly Roll might have a better mullet than
that's
him? Listen.
Where was Jelly Roll at? What was his
if
reaction?
If you haven't listened to Jelly Roll, so he obviously clearly doesn't know what he's talking about. He obviously hasn't listened to him. I may just be very biased because I truly love
that's
him.
That's where
bias is okay.
Here's the thing, though. If you
I need you to form an opinion.
Him,
that's where I'm
has,
at.
He's definitely got the heart and soul, and he can definitely right. sing.
That's why I said
so
I can give an opinion.
Who's been not relevant in the last 20 years?
Travis Tritt.
You know what I'm saying?
So, but Jelly Roll was so unnoticed until
horrible.
One song, Save Me, which was very popular and very great, but he has greater songs as well.
But here's one thing I can tell you. One thing I can tell you is I'm not a huge fan of Jelly Roll. Like, I fuck with Jelly Roll. About as much as I fuck with Travis Tritt. Like, he had 3 songs, right?
Yeah.
I can't even, like, here's a quarter, like, you know, like, that was my dad's shit back in the day.
I don't even know what Travis Tritt's saying.
Back to
right,
what
right.
I was talking about.
Shut up, Travis Tritt. Like, you're 70 now.
I'm going
to... It's time to turn it over to the new kids, bro.
It just
regardless if you like
know,
the new generation
no, I told
or not.
You that earlier. At least you're someone that can bring in the new and...
As long as...
I can't do it.
Just let him bring it in, bro. Like, you ain't did shit in 20 years that anybody here can think of. Because the only people here
he did.
Matters.
It was Travis Tritt that dissed him out.
Travis Tritt did what?
It was him, for sure.
Jelly Roll calls out Travis Tritt.
For Much Love.
Country Rap Diss. Okay, so let me pull this article up. It is, we all know and love Travis Tritt. Do we all know and love?
Do we, though, really?
He's mad.
I mean, I've heard of him.
He's mad. Yeah. He's mad because he didn't have a mullet. He just had long hair. I'll try to skim through this and keep this going. Anyways, needless to say, he drew a wide variety of responses on the tweet. We'll go through this later, and we'll go through
it's
this
fine.
Next time.
That's great.
Apparently, Jelly went on tour with Cole Wetzel. Craig Morgan was there. Tracy Lawrence. Hold on.
Do we care?
Hold on. Tracy Lawrence podcast where he talked about growing up near Nashville. Okay. All right. Well, there's
a podcast.
Jelly Roll just has heart. I just feel
we'll have to get involved in that later when we do
a little bit of research.
Yeah,
for the money,
just
hopefully.
So sidetracked. Sorry, guys.
Well, that was my whole thing about music, man. It's just so, it's an assembly line.
The people who
they
deserve
don't give
it
a fuck
don't really
anymore.
Get it.
Yeah, exactly. They're all underground. Yeah.
So I think I could touch two bases in one. We wanted to talk about music. We wanted to talk about conspiracy theories.
And has it ever changed, though? Well, we're staying on music here for a minute. Has it ever changed?
Yes. Yes.
Has it ever changed in the music industry where if you're on top,
it always changes.
Everybody fucking loves you.
I feel like in music,
do you stay there for a very long time?
You stay there forever.
I feel like my point in music is the only thing that the only thing that stays the same is change.
It's
constant
change.
That's
a big one for me.
All right, because listen, we grew up.
I think it's all bullshit.
We grew up with Lil Wayne growing up. You know what I mean? Like, he was on top, and then now that we're 30, he's like, all right, me and Kyle.
That's that.
Lil Wayne's probably right at 40. Like Lil Wayne's probably at 40, but me and Kyle grew up listening to him, and he was the shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Right until about the Carter Five come out, and we were like, okay, you got one.
Because this shit is broad. I'm talking about all music.
We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there on all music.
It's
got our subcategories out there.
It was better.
What was better?
Music back in the day.
Who?
It wasn't anybody. 60s,
tell me.
50s, 40s. What,
all right. Name them.
I'm putting
them
out there. I'm not going to let you sit here and be fucking on the fence.
I'll name 1,000 fucking people, bro.
Name three.
Fucking.
Name three.
In the era. All
right. Name 50s right now. One person. One person from the 50s. One person from the 50s.
Peter Davis. Let's see. All right.
60s.
60s. We got, well, same era for them because they weren't old.
And 70s?
70s, you got niggas like Mungo.
And I know none of the people he just announced, other than the people that he announced before.
That's what I'm saying.
The people he announced.
I know music, man. And I can't stand it nowadays.
I don't know. I know music, I do, but I like to just...
I think I just vibe with anything.
Right.
If I can vibe with it, and a lot of times mine's just also heartfelt.
No,
but
music
if I can
is there
also
for
vibe
a reason.
With it,
yeah,
that's why I said I'll digress. I'm not
music,
too
like,
much.
Like soul?
Yes,
right?
If I... Yeah,
sometimes
absolutely.
Music is soul just for me, just because it vibes with my soul. Like,
yes,
it could be
sure.
Like,
I
know, y'all are going to make fun, especially the listeners here. We're gonna have
a
fucking care about what the fuck I'm about to say, but like sometimes
I listen to the corniest
like,
shit.
Moneybagg Yo just talking about me versus me. Like, hey, my worst enemy is me.
For sure.
None of y'all can compete, and I'm like, yeah, that's where I'm at in life. Like, none of y'all can compete with me competing with myself. So.
Facts.
Get fucked.
Psychological.
So that's soul to me, you know. Like that hits home. It's rap. It's hip hop. That's where I'm at. That's my shit. But
what do you just not like about it today? Just
it's
he's a music Nazi.
No,
maybe
he's probably
so.
Not wrong.
He really is.
I feel like a lot of it they just kind of rap about the same thing.
Yeah,
like
it's always the
so
same
the rappers,
shit, the same
they talk
beat,
about
the
money,
same everything, man. It's just
but
like,
if you go back to like Zero,
because I respect music,
yeah.
So why do I want to listen to something that's been done a fucking
then,
million times over? You got to realize when it was 2006, what were they doing with the anthems? They were throwing out fucking Aussies and all them fucking
Aussies.
Ozzy, well, when they were, like, anybody, like, early 2000s, they was doing all this crazy shit with a bunch of anthems and throwing their melodies
well, yeah, no,
behind
that,
it.
And honestly, you
and
know
I
what?
Get it. Music's
early 2000s
old,
is my favorite
not
rap.
Not when you're following
my
somebody
favorite
else.
Country
music's
my favorite
gotta fall
everything.
Naturally, and everybody just follows everybody. That's where I'm at.
No, for sure. I do agree with that. That so, it is a big
thing. Like, all the oldies are gone and it's a well-old machine at this point.
I'm going to make a little bit of an analogy here. The NFL calls itself copycat league. Like, if you do something and it's successful, they're going to copycat. The next team's going to copycat that and move it on, right? So I think
if I was a CEO, I'd be like, why are y'all shit?
I think we can relate this.
I would not be that motherfucker that just so addicted to money.
I think that we can relate.
Fuck that.
I think we relate the copycat NFL league to music, which, hey, he mumble rapped and fucking did big. Future did that. Pretty much.
I'm not
first.
Young anymore, I guess so I've let's get really that on the table.
You've heard Future. You just don't know Future.
The kids
right?
probably love it.
Future's mainstream. He's on the radio. You've heard Future, right?
Working with a few of them.
I guarantee you, if you could play a song for Future,
the kids would probably sing along.
With
I will digress. They say the same shit about our music.
But the point is, Future started it right with whatever another guy. Can't think of his name off the top of my head, but right, and then Mama you end up with like Rich Homie Quan, and then you go down. Not Rich Homie. Fuck, what's his name? Damn it, Bearman's fucking little French buddy or European buddy, Rich Homie or some shit, right?
Don't you tell me.
Anyways, the point is, they started here. They started and they copycatted it, right? They just kept fucking. Mumble rap became a thing, right? Did it not?
It's been done
for a while. For like.
In any era. I think we did.
I think we did at least 5 years of mumble rap.
It was always prevalent, but at least they were like.
I think we did like 5 years.
So goddamn much of fucking the same mumble rap. Shit over and over.
That. So it got popular. And
no,
that,
for sure.
That was my point.
The population now is teenagers.
I just think it lost its soul. Let's get on to the medical aspect, like metaphysics and all that with the brain.
The metaphysics, sure. That's a big word.
Fucking just like the, you know what I mean? Like just perception-wise, if you will.
I'm listening.
Was it not better back in the day versus now?
I feel like it was.
Like it was too. That's why I wanted to start this. I'm like, man, do y'all? Well, really
me and you agreed
about music nowadays.
We agreed earlier. Back up to
I'm still that motherfucker that I'll hear some new shit and be like, hey, that's cool.
It was fucking Young Thug. That was the guy. I was trying to look it up.
I
was trying, and guess what? I still fucking didn't find it, but it just came to me. So, well.
I just felt like they actually gave a shit back in the day. Nowadays, they're just like in it for the money.
They do kind of.
There was a lot of in it for the money guys back then.
And now
too.
I see a lot of older motherfuckers that even before my time are in it for the money now. So it's like, fuck. They claim they care about their fans, but at the end of the day, if they ain't getting paid, they don't give a fuck about them fans.
I don't think anybody gives a fuck about their fans as far as like concerts go. As far as I think now we're in.
It's a well-oiled machine, dude. It's money.
I think now we're in like sell seats, sell tickets.
Exactly.
That kind of.
So wait, it's a well-oiled fucking. It's crazy. They did this shit on purpose, and I know they did.
What'd they do?
The assembly line.
The whole everything's fucked vibe. Everything's fucked vibe. Sorry, we got some technical difficulties going on. Let's,
Amanda, I wish you would figure this shit out.
She did figure it out. She did.
I was, before the shit even started, I was having a heart attack.
Did you smoke with her? Is that the problem? You did?
I was talking about my phone.
Did you smoke with her or not?
We're not worried about that right now.
Did he smoke with you?
I'm not confirming or denying this.
Don't ever tell
because I feel like he's lost. He did. Okay, now here we are.
Whatever.
What's your favorite strain?
Music be damned.
Music.
What?
What's your favorite strain of weed, Kyle? You don't even know.
I don't smoke enough to care.
Yeah,
all right. Well, what's your favorite name of weed? How about that? It's okay.
I like White Widow there for a while.
What did you just smoke, babe?
I have no idea. I didn't get a name from you. I'm pretty sure it's an indica, so.
It's an indica.
But I prefer
indica all the way. I can't do sativa because I ain't trying to fall asleep.
You can't do sativa.
I kind of like hybrids, but, you know, I'll take what I get.
Like, now that you got us talking about it, I'll give you some names, but it just took a minute. White Widow for sure, AK-47. Fucking
the only thing that I have against marijuana is
being you ain't legal. Got shit against it.
I see. It's I can't do it and have a good job.
No,
so yeah, you can. You're just not a functional weed smoker yet.
Right, but well,
that's like
well,
when you go to work drunk. Sometimes.
Here's my problem: is if I have an accident and I drink on the weekends,
oh,
I'll pass my drug test.
You better be a functional motherfucker and don't fuck up.
Right, but say I was functional,
and you still fucked up,
and I fucked up at work and had it in my system. Right,
my bad. My job's over.
It's so catch 22 though. Like, would you rather me be on? I have such severe anxiety. Would you rather me be on clonazepam or
yes, because you have a prescription
or whatever else,
and they will sell you those drugs.
Or would you rather
fuck that? I'm against Xanax.
Would you rather?
They would rather you be
baked in the morning and be okay, like just kind of chill.
It's smoke the earth.
It's honestly, I feel like the whole.
So I see what she's saying.
Everything. No, I do too. I do too.
I'm so against pills, bro. And all these kids love them nowadays. They fucking love them. I'm like, fuck that.
Here's my point. My point of all of this is I don't smoke weed because I don't like the high. And also, I probably could like find a use for it. Like, hey, I can't sleep. Let me hit that real quick.
That's why I do it.
You know.
Yeah.
That's fucking good and all, but I have reasons. I have more reasons to not do it.
I would still rather smoke than
I would
pills.
Imagine.
Mine's
no, absolutely. I don't even take pills, so like nobody should take pills before they smoked weed. Like if you had a choice, I think you should go with weed because pills fuck your liver up.
Weed is that motherfucking golden standard.
Yes.
You can get addicted to pills. You can have withdrawals from pills.
I'm just like everybody's in the
really
pills nowadays, bro. Like what the fuck? So let's get on to that one. Fuck it. Let's just everybody
get on to what?
Fuck with pills nowadays, man. That is like the next golden
yeah.
standard for
no,
everybody.
It's not. It's not. It's been. It's been a long time. Like my dad.
Everybody
my dad
fucking loves pills.
My dad was an alcoholic, man. Like he drank for a long time, and he was
both
good with that.
School. I'll fuck with alcohol.
And then he got. And then he got on fucking pills, and like that just kind of advanced everything. You know what I'm saying? Just fucking. Sped everything up and moved it along.
That's dangerous to me. I'm just like, why?
So I heard y'all talking about something earlier that I wanted to touch on tonight. I don't know anything about it, but I think you guys could probably have a good conversation about it because y'all were telling me about it. We're not there yet. Not conspiracy theories yet.
You said
but
they didn't probably hear me. So
we will get. We tried to get into that. We talked past it, but we'll try again here in a minute. Let's do. Is it dead?
It has, like, no flavor to it.
No flavor on the
vape. I'll just take mine back.
So, anyways, y'all were telling me about a kid that got kidnapped by a FedEx guy, and I was, like, half-ass listening. And hold on, because let me tell the listeners what I've heard so far. So, as far as I know, there's a FedEx guy that has kidnapped a kid.
He had abducted the girl. I think
nobody
knew
what the fuck happened.
Dropping off a package.
So he dropped a package off and picked
I'd
one up.
I'd seen
correct.
This
He's
cat
locked.
Got kidnapped. Right. Everybody was like, "Holy shit!" Then FedEx was like, "Hey, here I am."
She was obviously they did a search party. Apparently, he did eventually confess.
They got him at the house, or no? She got
no. So it's obviously been a couple days. He did eventually confess. I don't know whether it was today. I think they found her body today. So, yeah, he just, from what I saw, he, and I believe he has a kid himself, he was dropping off the package and picked her up, and how you just do that, just don't.
And this cat, again, psychological, what the fuck, had kids himself.
And apparently he had felonies, because a lot of people were
how
did
FedEx
hire
attention.
Him?
Look at his history.
They
first.
Said, well, we do extensive background checks. Well, apparently
Bullshit.
You don't if you have felonies.
Well, here's the deal. Like, I think we can all vouch for, like, we've all probably had a background check, and if this shit's old enough,
nobody cares. Exactly.
Nobody cares.
Correct. But then this happens. Like,
but the media.
I get
it's the media. The media. Like, we're media, so, like, we could talk shit about ourselves for 5 seconds. The media will execute you on shit that happened 20 years ago.
Always.
But not...
And they can be like, hey, you kidnapped a kid, and you were a felon 20 years ago, so that shit all makes sense together. Right. Is it that, or is it that, like, he just had a pattern of bad behavior recently, and he's fucked?
See,
nobody knows.
Got you.
Nobody knows yet. Maybe he was a piece of shit the whole way, and everybody... Again, that goes back to what you...
Right.
No one's watching him.
Did he have a
mask? They don't care.
Because if he passed a background check... Because, listen, I've applied for FedEx before, and it's not easy to get on.
I mean, everybody. It's always state.
Background check. Drug test. Maybe they didn't give a shit.
There was a girl. I don't know how old this girl is. She posted this 3 years ago, and this girl put on here in 2019. Friendly reminder that Tanner Horner is a rapist. That's the guy who raped the little girl.
And that was from his own.
That was 2019. Yep. So nobody's obvious, and nobody paid attention to her. Jeez. So.
Well, you can't just, like, exclaim shit on Facebook or social media and that be the truth, you know? Like, I think
if
we've all had...
If it was there listen, forever, I'm not taking they can up for fabricate the any not, day of the week on right. the online shit.
I'm not taking up for the guy. I'm just saying, like...
I mean, he had a baby and everything.
You can't just say some shit on
no,
social media.
No, if you're in law enforcement, you can't... That's, like, the
got,
first thing you're going
you
to throw out
to,
social
you have
media.
To go to law enforcement.
Yeah. They're going to throw out that shit.
Who's to say that she didn't? Nobody knows.
No,
but
you're
she's
right.
She's probably
right.
just reminding everybody and to obviously have proof
you gotta,
because here something happens now.
The court system's even changed nowadays when it comes to psychology. They're like, look, this cat was... Not that they had changed. They'll use it if they have
to. Yeah,
they'll use it if they have to. Like he was saying, does it matter that it was social media? They'll change it if they have to. Like, look, he had fucking red flags back in the day. This was a post. They'll look at that shit. It's always prevalent. They just, where are we at with it nowadays? Like, does he get the death penalty? Probably should. Probably won't.
Absolutely. He definitely should.
He probably will if he killed somebody.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Especially a kid. If he killed a kid.
Where did he get actually arrested?
He killed a kid.
At?
He's probably gone.
You know, I don't know. I believe he turned himself in.
Like, wherever state, if it's state,
it's Texas. It
yeah,
Texas.
So he's
it's
fucked.
Down south.
They're killing that
we're, of course,
either, if you don't get the death penalty, they're going to hang his ass in anyway. So it's like, whatever.
It was down
let
in
the homies get a hold of that motherfucker one time.
So down south by the beach, maybe?
Yeah. No, he's got it. He's got it coming.
He deserves it. Piece of shit.
Piece of shit. For sure.
He's fucked. But I feel
I know,
like
I don't
know
much about this,
about,
but I knew you
the
guys
digital
did.
Age, the digital age goes a long way nowadays in the
I knew you
system.
Guys knew about this one.
That's
why
that
I kind of brought
Kyle
it up and let you guys
bro.
Talk about it.
Or the, what was his name? The one at the AK trial. All I'm saying is they make, they give a, that James was telling you earlier in the day, is like, on the social, they follow that shit, man. So it's
yeah.
like,
oh,
watch,
yeah.
watch it. But what she's saying that might be dismissed in court. That's where the
I mean,
bullshit comes
into play. I mean,
there's
a lot of things to it. Like, I get... I mean, and it's hard because you have... There's millions of people in the world, and, like, maybe this was something that happened years ago, and that girl never did report it. So, shit happens. However, like, he definitely still, today, needs to be held accountable for what he
for
did.
Sure.
Regardless.
For sure.
So, even, you know, if it happened 10 years ago That's or a, 6 years ago, like this girl claims, it's still... You're a grown-ass man. You know better than to hurt
that,
a
that
child.
Was my actual... What I was going to say towards that was, like, if it was... If you have it, there,
there's obviously something.
Who wasn't paying attention? Nobody.
How?
Nobody cares.
But it just makes me sick to my stomach. I can't. We gotta change the subject.
All right.
Babe, I'm sorry.
Somebody needs a job to give.
We gotta change the subject.
I think the segue into this would be, who do you go to in this instance? Would be the police, ugh. Right? And that always doesn't work out. So, police going into even a step further, just government in general doesn't always fucking work out.
No, for sure, definitely doesn't.
I feel like we
I mean,
might see some justice if it saves
we can only
Texas.
We definitely.
We,
I mean, he confessed, so he definitely
he's gonna get some leeway on it. But they're probably still gonna be like, hang
hope,
his ass.
I hope he gets the death penalty times like 10 minus 1.
I like that. Kill that motherfucker 10 times and then minus one.
Like you're a cat, you
kill that motherfucker again.
He's gonna
you're
be
a
dead,
cat,
dead.
You got 9 lives and you're fucked.
You're fucked.
That was hilarious. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I literally can't even whoop my own kids. I can't imagine killing somebody like a child. Like
no, but
what?
Fuck him specifically.
I just can't. Will you please change the subject?
I tried.
Drop it.
Y'all brought it back.
I'm done.
So now y'all
bad.
In it. I tried.
My
and y'all
bad.
Brought it back.
But at least she knows. She
I was segueing, and y'all were like, "Fuck that, we're going
hang
back."
His ass. We out.
Okay. I had your out, and y'all were like, "Fuck your out. Let's go right on back right. into it."
Go back to your out, please.
We're out.
So, who do you trust? Police? That didn't work. Okay, on to the next one. Hear me out, because you
listening.
Want to change the subject, right?
Go ahead,
so just hear me out. Police didn't work in this situation, apparently, because they tried to talk to him. But I feel like that resembles our government pretty
it's
fucking close.
Sword.
It's not a double-edged sword.
It is.
It's a one-edged sword.
Some of them, it's a one-edged they sword. Have the right of way to do whatever they want, and some of them are by the book. The ones that are by the book never get in trouble.
I don't listen. They're
cops for a reason. I respect cops still to this day, but there are some out there that just have no goddamn respect or brain power for nothing.
I agree. I hear you.
For sure.
I hear you. All right, so let's get on this for a second, just because it's come up. I've been asked a couple of times, why are you nervous? Like, probably because I've never had a pleasant experience with the police.
They tell them that shit in school.
For sure. They do that on purpose.
And I think from now on...
Once you know how to fucking...
I think from now on, that's going to be my response. When a police, cop, whatever you want to fuck call him, if he's ever like, why are you nervous? I'm like, because I've never in my life had a pleasant response.
I don't even talk. I'm just like, what do you need? What do you want?
You fucking cocksuckers, to be honest with you. Like, at this point, I'd rather...
I did that day when we got
I'd rather fight somebody and get my fucking ass whooped than fucking deal with a cop, man. Like, at this point in my life, like, I've been pulled over
1,000 times.
And I've never had a huge problem with cops, but they're always
had a huge problem where I was at.
But they're always fucking dicks, man. They're always like, time. Like,
they always try to be RoboCop.
You gotta fucking make nobody sure gave you got your words in the right place.
Copism, homie.
Gotta make sure you got your words in the right place. You gotta, like, dance around what the fuck they're saying.
And they'll get away with it every time. That's why the system's broken.
And they'll shit on you any chance they get, and that's
when it's not broken, it's cops being cops. They're there to serve and protect, mind you. That's in the goddamn tree, if you will. And these young motherfuckers right out of high school going to the academy, and they don't know shit. No psych evaluation, no nothing. The moment they feel threatened, they're like, pull a gun, shoot him, fuck it. And I feel like they teach that in the academy. Not only do they probably do, my homie told me this years ago. He was like, he had a homie that was in the academy. And he was like, bro, all they're fucking teaching right now is shoot first, ask questions later. And that was back in like 2012. So I'm not surprised you see a whole lot of 1,000 shootings every day.
So
nobody's held accountable anymore. Fuck it.
I'm going to bring up a little controversial topic while we're talking about this. Just because I love bringing up controversial topics. So I'm going to ask you, babe. Do you think that cops make decisions based on race?
I think they're afraid.
Ooh, you're really good at
That's just our cat destroying our house.
Fucking.
It's just a normal day in the Holloman house.
Gave me a heart attack, bro.
That's the Holloman cat destroying the house.
Get away from it.
He already did.
What are you doing?
He fell down right with it.
That was loud. Anyways.
So I'll ask you again one more time. Do you think cops make decisions based on race?
Yes.
I do too.
Absolutely. I hate to say that just because my boss is a cop and you may listen to this. Sorry, Dennis, if you do.
Dennis,
not everybody. Again, it's racist. Black and white. It's always black and white. It's not even about
it
that.
It is what it is.
Black and white. It's perception to perception.
It just is. It is what it is.
Who are you as a person?
Absolutely.
Well, it is what it is.
That's what it is. Who you are. Like, you're gonna, at the end of the day,
be a dumb cunt.
You're still who you are. You're not gonna, whether you're a cop, you're still gonna...
No, exactly.
If
you're
a racist before you came a cop, you're still gonna be a racist. A
Nobody cares about these applications.
So did y'all know the guy in Wolf City that shot the black
cat? I went to school with the cat. Don't bring that up.
All right, so y'all heard about that. Hold on. Y'all know about the story,
I heard that guy.
You can't say y'all like it. I'm not emotionally involved in this shit.
It was Wolf City. Is it the Wolf City Quick Trip? No, it was Wolf City.
What about the guy in White
Rite? I hadn't heard about that one.
Remember
we can get to that.
What happened in White Rite at that gas station?
No, this was Wolf City. This was Wolf City. For sure, the one I'm talking about.
I know
you're talking about
at
the Quick Check.
Talk about because that was my homie.
Hear me out. All right, what do you know about it? Who was your homie?
What was
the
name?
One that got shot?
What was
I
his
went
name?
To that motherfucking
what
rally.
Was his name?
It was Wolf City.
Jonathan Price.
Yes.
Was it
Wolf
City?
City? Yes.
Oh, okay.
I went to school with this cat.
Oh,
we
okay. Yes, I heard
16
he was outstanding.
Time.
He was like the
he was
most
a pillar
amazing.
Of the community. Let's say it how it is. He's a pillar of the community. The cop that shot him is fucking barely
so,
out of high school.
Yes, and I heard that he was very resistant.
What's the last news you got on that deal? Because I have some news that you might not know.
I honestly
the piece of shit that shot him pretty much.
I
got
know
away
he went to jail,
so
didn't
fuck
he?
Him.
Yeah.
He's done. He got out. He got out.
Oh, he got out?
Yeah.
He got out of jail?
Yeah.
And he's walking?
Yeah. But he's done. He didn't get anything.
That's all he got. And everybody knew that was bullshit.
No, he don't
care. Nothing happened to him?
Scot-free.
Why?
Scot-free.
How?
I didn't see a video, and the guy was like semi-aggressive, but not like shoot a nigga in the face aggressive.
They don't give a fuck anymore.
But you should not. Okay, the cops should not.
He was like,
to
bullshit.
Shoot somebody unless their being a weapon is being pulled on
them. I agree. It was like,
how dare you?
It was like taser.
You shot him in the back. You shot him in the back. Let's
how
get that on the record right now.
Hold on. He shot him in the front first.
No, he didn't.
I did see
that's
the video.
Straight bullshit.
I did see the video.
That's crazy.
I did see the video, but I still don't agree with it.
I seen the video. He tased his ass.
He was phasing it. Oh, okay. Maybe you tased him first.
He tased him and then shot him after he got up and tried to run. Shot him in the back.
Okay. No shit.
The video is right there, bro.
That is heartbreaking.
That's right. What I knew.
But is that,
man?
Is that not our government? Like,
is that
not
government.
How our government
no,
works?
Definitely
like, do we
is.
Not have a million conspiracy theories? We
but I still
right
can't
right
go all the way. If you have to be respectful, you have to know.
I
some cops
like
out there
you're...
give a fuck. I'm not slandering the 5-0 at all, man. Some of them are out there to actually give a fuck. Don't slander them all the way. That's bullshit.
You know, it's funny.
People need to quit doing that with cops. They're all fucking their own person. Some of
mine?
Them are amazing.
You
some of them
know
are fucking.
Mine? Fuck the police.
No, I get it. I've been. I was
every,
that way for
every,
a long time.
Every fucking deal that I've had, man.
Remember
like,
when we got pulled over and that cop was so
it's
weird?
It's just
me?
A fucking power trip.
But he still.
But remember
was
when
it
he
not,
was so weird? With
was it not? Was it not
he,
a power
he,
trip though?
They have. They. That's I wanted to punch
was,
that motherfucker.
Okay, remember he was not very fucking weird. Like it was just the whole
he
thing
was super
of like,
cool
hey, like
by letting us go and all
he
that.
He was letting
you
us
had
go.
Fucking weed on us.
Granted, but
what
yeah,
but was the whole thing not a power
anybody
trip?
Anybody else would have got pulled over by a different cop. They had to probably not let him go.
It was
we got
a power
lucky.
Trip.
Cops
no,
are a fucking yin and yang.
But it was a power. It
he
was
like,
a power trip.
He was like smiling while you dumped your fucking weed.
He was definitely
power trips.
It was. It was that one was definitely a power trip.
I can't stand. I told y'all earlier at the beginning of this year.
I feel like there's more evil than good nowadays. Like
you can't do that because there's
where's the
equal.
Where's
it's
the proof?
Always
at?
Equal, man.
Where's the proof? At?
Us? Anybody you fuck
but
with?
There's definitely
what good fucking conversations you ever had with the cop?
I've got a lot.
I don't. I'm sorry, I don't. I've got a few.
But can you
in comparison,
base your whole opinion around that?
In comparison,
you can't.
So I can do
no,
a percentage.
You can't,
I can do a percentage.
That's what's dangerous.
I can do a percentage.
You don't want anarchy, is all
if
I'm saying.
You,
hold on. I can do a percentage. I can do based on me being pulled over just for shit.
The
like,
police are there. For
like
me,
for example, I've been pulled over for my headlight being out, and had the cop pull me out. And search
again,
my vehicle and myself.
Mind you, I
for drugs all the way down to the point he's looking at my veins in my arms.
It's never black and white.
For a headlight?
Because I had
a
headlight.
I mean, it is. There's gray areas.
He found nothing.
You see 1,000 motherfuckers get pulled over and
why?
The cops plant shit on them. It's never black and white.
No, so not that bad.
So do we need them?
Obviously
yes.
Not that bad. No, we do need them, but like, fuck, man, like.
I feel like they need to worry about one.
They need to worry about
having a quota.
They need to worry about shit besides the quota.
Do
they
we,
need
to have do we have to have that small of a penis
this.
That we have to fucking challenge everybody we see?
Exactly.
Because I've had like two fucking good
they
conversations
came right out of
with cops.
They get a paper badge just right. Like they're RoboCop, bro.
Listen, the couple of times that I've had bad conversations or good conversations with cops was I was doing something bad. And I talked to them and admitted to them.
But nowadays it seems
bad.
Like if you
but if I
driving.
If I was yeah if I was doing something that wasn't like I've been pulled over doing 63.
That's
60,
that can be defined to that specific.
I've
point
been pulled over.
They don't give a shit about teaching
63
them
and a 60 by a Texas State Trooper.
So
and
that's why
I've never been treated shittier in my life by any person besides that cop. Like
for
he
no
treated
reason at
me
all.
Like I was. Fucking dog top shit. 10 in the FBI's fucking criminal list.
That's how they act every time you get pulled over now. Because
I was doing 3 miles over.
It's like, would you calm down? Bitch?
I got a
I know
written,
where you live, nigga.
Got a written warning. Luckily,
I know. I know the single mom
but
is fucking in the small
whole,
town.
The whole conversation.
That's
was
how
just,
cops roll. I'm just telling y'all.
I know how cops roll. It's yeah. It's they either want to fucking hang with you like. When I say hang with you, I mean like, hey, let's talk about this. Let's fucking get through it. Or, hey, you did a very minuscule fucking crime. Almost to the point you barely fucking broke the law.
And so, I'm going to treat you horrible for
I
it.
I want to treat you like a second-class citizen.
Like because, you have 10 felonies and...
Right. Why me, as I used to be a pest control guy, right? So why me as a pest control guy? I have to treat everybody I see with absolute respect. But he pulls us over and he can treat us however the fuck he feels like. Why did they not have to learn customer service? Why not? Why not be like, hey man, I had to do this to you, but you were speeding and you're getting a ticket today. And I know. It sucks. I apologize, but it's the law. You did break the law.
And
it's out of my hands at this point. And you know what? I'd be like, you know what? At least it was friendly.
Absolutely.
I got my fucking ticket. That shit sucks. You know what? I'm probably going to be the next fucking customer that cusses this guy out. At the end of the day, it's not fucking him. It's I fucked up. I broke the law. He wrote me a ticket.
But again,
I'd get the fuck over it.
But you just said I had the same thing happen to me, which is why it's never gray. It's never black and white. I mean, I got pulled over one day doing fucking 120. Cop pulled me over.
I was like,
oh man, he didn't give a fuck.
He was cool about it.
He was like, I could not catch up to you, and he still let me go.
If I'm breaking the law,
let me go.
That's crazy.
Hey,
it cannot be black and white. It can't. People need to quit that shit.
That's real weird that you're breaking the law. So stop doing that. But if I'm like, try not to break the law, just like doing normal shit and have a headlight out.
What the fuck is
your headlight out? Get out, you drug head. I need to fucking test your fucking car for heroin. And I'm like,
that's how do you?
It's not.
If you're gonna get them that young in the academy,
this is how I feel like I was treated.
That's how they are.
Yes,
absurd.
absolutely.
A lot of times they are.
And
they,
again, you got to realize you're probably smarter than your basic chief.
I literally got pulled over for a headlight.
They get very extra. They get, like you said,
I got pulled over for a headlight, and I had this man spreading my fingers apart to check for track marks.
That's insane.
Because I got pulled over for a headlight. I should have never been pulled out of the fucking car for a fucking headlight out.
Y'all's police chief is probably more ignorant than you, and that's why they don't care.
Yeah.
God forbid one of their fucking duty in line.
I've said this a couple times.
In a line of fire. God forbid they get under fire.
I've said this a couple times.
They'll just shoot first and ask questions later.
Does it not resemble how our fucking whole government works? It's just...
They don't give a fuck.
It doesn't matter if you break the law or not. You do what we say because we fucking make
you. And again,
I
said this earlier. I've watched that shit coming from years. So the fact that it just happens like he said it was, I was like, yeah, you ain't wrong.
At this point, Kyle... What's your favorite fucking government conspiracy?
All of them.
All of them? What's your favorite?
The government's been fucking us forever.
My favorite is, here, I got you one. I'm going to tell a story and then I'm going to segue into my fucking favorite. So, I might have told this story on the podcast already, but I'm going to tell it again because it's a good one. About a month or two ago, right before I started Safe Flight, I got a phone call. From a company. All right, so I was on Indeed just applying for shit. Like,
yeah.
That sounds like good money, just applying for shit, right? So they were like, hey, do you want to be a political campaigner? And I was like, yeah, if you keep paying me $25 an hour, I'll go campaign for you. And then they called me, right? And I had literally the first, like, super conscious decision I've ever had to make in my life.
When do you digress?
Hold on.
The end of the day.
Because this one's going to, like, probably go a little different than you think. Let me finish real quick. So they called me and they were like, hey, we see that you applied for this political campaign and we want you. Not only want we need you. And, like, you could start tomorrow.
Yeah,
if we can get this background test done, you can show up tomorrow and get your drug test done. And as soon as you pass your drug test, we'll get started. And I was like, cool, who am I politically campaigning for? And they were like, Beto O'Rourke. And I was like,
No.
So I didn't immediately say no because they offered me a fuck ton of money to do it.
Again.
But no.
Listen, I make pretty good money where I'm at right now.
When do you destroy your values?
They offered me more money to do that. And you're right. When do you destroy your values? And I couldn't this time. I thought about it. Thank God. I did. I thought about it long and hard and was like, gosh damn, this is fucking good money, man. I called my wife. I called Amanda. I was like, hey, you want to vote for Beto? And she's like, no. And I was like, yeah, me neither.
No.
And I was like, I got a long, hard fucking conversation to have with myself. So I decided against it because fuck Beto.
Well, don't ever go against yourself.
There's always
absolutely.
Because I feel like eventually you'll sell your soul to do anything.
Exactly.
Right.
Like,
so
we're not finna
do that.
And I didn't. I could have took the money. And I could have went and knocked on old people's doors and
like,
hey, Beto, nigga, let's go.
Yep.
But I didn't.
Sell your soul
I didn't.
For the fucking quantity.
I fucking didn't.
Soul.
That's not, we're not.
So,
sell your soul for the status quo.
Anyways, luckily, because I'm a fucking good salesman. Like, I will sell Beto if I was fucking voting for Beto. I promise you, if I was knocking on your door, I'd get some votes. I promise you. But I'm glad I didn't. First of all, fuck Beto. And he's got this speech that's, I don't know, that's probably a few years old now. But he was like, yeah, we're coming for your AR-15s and your AK-47s.
You can have them. I got dynamite,
like,
bitch.
Welcome to, welcome to the rice fields, bitch.
I got guns that you ain't even worried about.
Fucking Boogaloo City in this bitch. So
I got landmines, homie. I ain't worried about it. Run up on my shit.
Can you order Whataburger on the podcast?
I like that.
She said, fuck this podcast. I'm hungry. Well, let's see where we're at. We're probably 45 minutes in at this point, at least.
Fuck y'all.
41 minutes. I'm fucking good at this, right?
Already.
I'm fucking good, yeah.
Yeah, I need to start getting ready for
yeah.
How does it feel to not have a butt leech up your fucking ass for like...
Actually, you know, it's hard because, like, I enjoy it, but at the same time, I'm, like, missing her real bad.
Well, what? You're missing her? She's in the other room.
I know, and every time I walk in there, I go in there and I lay with her for a second and give her a kiss.
She fucking went to sleep early, and you're like, where's my butt leech at?
Exactly. Like, what am I doing with myself right now? Like, what am I supposed to do, you know? But
I don't know. Enjoy being yourself for, like, 5 minutes.
For sure. I am right now, for sure.
Well, listen, I don't do this very often, but I'm gonna do this today.
You ain't doing
shit. I don't
shit.
Fucking toot my horn very often.
It needs to be tooted.
But I'm finna toot my horn.
Dude,
I graduated my training for my new job. It's been 6 weeks.
Good job.
We did good. I'm in a 92 on my final exam out of 100. That's pretty fucking good. That's fucking A minus, right?
Fans.
I'll take that.
Let them know.
I got a plaque that I brought home and like $3,000 worth of tools they gave me today that are mine forever. And a $3 raise that comes on top of that.
I'll salute you and wear this ring in your honor.
So Kyle's wearing my wife's ring in my honor. And so anyways, Amanda heard me pretty much the whole fucking time.
James was
the ups and downs.
Not come over tonight. He was so excited about it.
The ups and downs. And so George was a motherfucker the whole time. But I forgot. I haven't told you this yet because I hadn't had a chance. But I'll tell you. I pulled George to the side and was like, hey, man, appreciate the tough love. It fucking sucked. I'll be honest with you. And at first, it wasn't going good.
Maybe they liked you.
But I appreciate the tough love. George can go fuck himself at this point. And I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast.
I'll never see him again.
But listen. Listen, George Bruce, if you're hearing me right now.
You were in history in the making. You don't even know it.
You're a piece of shit, dog. You're a snitch-ass bitch, bro. But I appreciate you being tough on me because that made me better. But Greg's a better trainer than you.
Oh, shit.
So okay,
that's why I love you, so honest and not giving a fuck.
Well, listen, he literally told me he'll pull the telescope out and fucking watch you from down the road. I bet he will, too, because he's a snitch-ass bitch. And I think that we all figured that out, and we all just kind of learned how to work around him.
I slapped that motherfucker.
And we all learned how to work around him, but he made us
are
a better
tech.
Are
we still alive?
He made us a better tech. We are still alive. He made us a better tech for the simple fact that we learned how to work the way he wanted us to, which is like the safe flight way. Yeah. So,
well, here's the thing.
Figured out how to do
that. Be a dick about it or not be a dick about it.
He was a dick about it, but in his defense, he wasn't wrong.
No, but you don't have to like be a dick.
Be
like
a snitch ass bitch about it.
Yeah.
You real piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You son of a bitch. So, you're making a lot of enemies on the way to the top.
All that aside, I passed my exam. He said his fat ass in a room. And Greg said that specifically. He said his fat ass in a room and did nothing while Greg graded the test. So anyways, they gave me a whole bunch of tools, a whole bunch of money. And for the first time in my life, I have a plaque that I'm going to hang up somewhere. I got it on my desk. I think I'm going to hang it up on my desk, so at least I can fucking look at it. But anyways, I think that wraps shit up for the night. Everybody's on their phones. They're already kind of, like, dipping out on me. I'm pretty sure my wife's ordering food.
Fuck you. And first of all.
Kyle's ready to beat up.
I'll burn your house down.
Anyways, guys, this wraps up Drunk Tank for the night.
Y'all ain't shit.
Don't forget we had Kyle. We had Amanda. Good night, y'all.
Yeah, good night.
So quaint.